live from the GPB newsroom. I'm Ricky Bevington. Georgia's next governor will be Republican Brian Kemp. Over the weekend, Secretary of State Robin Crittenden certified election results. Democrat Stacey Abrams came within about 60,000 votes to becoming the country's first black woman governor. Abrams is launching a new voting rights group after ending her gubernatorial campaign last Friday. As GPB's Stephen Fowler reports, the group will push to overhaul how elections in the state are run.
Fair Fight Georgia will be Abrams' next focus after failing to force a runoff with Governor-elect Brian Kemp. She says this November's election was, quote, mismanaged, and the group is gathering data to sue the state and force changes before the next election in 2020.
We have looked at both the systemic breakdown from the Secretary of State's office, beginning with registration, but all the way through the actual administration of the election.
The new Secretary of State will be in charge of replacing Georgia's 16-year-old touchscreen voting machines. Democrat John Barrow and Republican Brad Raffensperger are in a runoff for that race on December 4th. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
And in addition to the Secretary of State's runoff on December 4th, another race has not been decided. The race for Public Service Commission's District 3 seat. Republican incumbent Chuck Eaton is running against Democrat Lindy Miller. That seat does represent Metro Atlanta. Georgia Governor-elect Brian Kemp announced his transition team today. GPB's Ross Terrell was there.
About 40 businessmen and women, politicians, and religious leaders make up Kemp's Georgia's first team. The newly elected Republican governor says there are four main things the group will focus on.
Making Georgia number one for business, reforming state government, strengthening rural Georgia. That's never been more important with the disaster that we saw in Hurricane Michael. And then making sure that we're putting Georgians first every day.
Among those selected to his team is physician Tom Price. The former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services resigned last year after using taxpayer money to fly on private jets. But Kemp says Price's knowledge on health care will be a valuable asset. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Over $250 million of state money will go to relief for victims of Hurricane Michael. Governor Nathan Deal signed the deal Saturday during a special legislative session of the state legislature. State officials estimate losses from the October storm to top $2.5 billion in the agriculture and timber industries. I'm Ricky Bevington for GPB News.